Todd and Abers, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Andy Grossetta joining us. He's the new president of NCBA. We're back with Andy in just a moment.
Hey, what's that?
That? Oh, that's a mythological two-headed hydra.
It looks like a two-headed dragon.
No.
What's it doing in your wheat field?
Well, actually, it's symbolism.
For what?
Well, obviously, it represents the two modes of action Stratego fungicide uses to protect my winter wheat.
The two modes of action?
Uh-huh. See, that first one is the strobilurin. It creates a barrier against diseases.
Okay.
The second is a systemic fungicide that fights disease from inside the plant.
That's a clever use of allegory.
Thank you. It's mighty helpful with resistance management, too.
Oh, look out for the tail!
Oh, yeah. That's the Accelerate technology. Gives me healthier plants. They can stand up to anything nature throws at them.
Oh, two modes of action for healthier plants and a cool-looking dragon?
You got it.
Sign me up.
Protect and maximize yield potential in your wheat with Stratego fungicide from Bayer Crop Science. And always read and follow label instructions.
He's a cattle producer from the state of Arizona. He's the new president here in 2008 of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Andy Grossetta says one of the top jobs for NCBA in the coming year is to stand up for cattle producers and allow cattle producers to unite against those that would want to do us in. Animal rights groups like the Humane Society of the United States is taking pot shots at the industry by releasing the video that they did about that those downer cows out in Chino, California.
The National Cattlemen Beef Association has been very proactive regarding we are completely astonished at what happened this past week in California. We as cattlemen do not condone that kind of treatment. I, as a third-generation cattleman, we're very proud and quite meticulous in how we take care of our animals on our ranch, and we expect the same treatment once those animals do leave the ranch. This organization is reaching out to other organizations. As I said earlier, our number one threat to this industry are the animal rights activists. Cattlemen by nature are complacent. We all think if we stay at home and take care of business and do our own work, leave me alone, that things are going to be okay. That is not the case today. That's why we need an organization like the National Cattlemen Beef Association to be representing the interests of all cattlemen. And we need to stand united with other agricultural organizations to fight the animal activists, because those folks really want to put us out of the meat production business. They want to take the steak off the plate, and they want to take cattle off the land. If that's not a good enough reason to sign up and join NCBA, not a good enough reason for the National Cattlemen Beef Association to join in partnership with other ag organizations to fight this, I don't know what it's going to take. These people are for real. They're well financed. They have a budget of over $500 million a year, and they want to put us out of business. So we need to stand up, be proactive. We need to get engaged. If you're not a member of the National Cattlemen Beef Association, you need to be a member, because this organization is working on solutions, and one of the big issues, as we just talked about, are the animal rights activists. We need to attack them head on.
One thing you can say for Andy Grossetta, he is not afraid to ask for the order, asking cattle producers to join up with his NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Bridges Auction and Farm Company will be having its 44th Farm and Ranch Equipment Auction Saturday, February 23rd, near Elgin. Tractors, trucks, tillage and haying equipment will be sold, as well as livestock equipment, trailers, ATVs, lawn equipment, and tools. Don't miss this huge sale. Bridges Auction and Farm Company's 44th Farm and Ranch Sale Saturday, February 23rd. Call 580-492-5260, 580-492-5260, or go to bridgesauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.